Not too many years ago, if you had a yen for yodeling, you'd have to rent The Sound of Music or find an old-fashioned country-western station on your radio. These days, though, yodeling is making a big comeback in some unexpected places. Reporter Charlotte Albright takes us to one of them.
Maine is as far east as you can get in the United States, but when it comes to music, it's surprisingly easy to hear a country-western twang.
I climbed a big high mountain on a bright and sunny day. There I met a yodeling man, and this is what he said. He taught me to yodel, oh la la la, dee dee, oh la la la, doo doo dee, ha la 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 dee.
Jewel Clark learned to yodel from her dad, the late yodeling Slim Clark. For years, she admits, she was a closet yodeler, just trying to beat the blues.
Sometimes I'd be doing something and I'd start yodeling. And then I'd notice whatever I was doing, like sweeping or whatever, I would be doing it more cheerfully.
Now, at 50, the blonde grandmother has a CD, Yodeling at the Outlook. When she's not singing, she's surfing a slew of new yodeling websites, emailing other yodelers, and reading a book on the history of yodeling recently featured in the New York Times Year in Ideas list. So it's time, Clark figures, to bring this ancient art into the 21st century. That's a cell phone, downloaded with ringtones from Clark's website, a tuneful way to reach and teach younger yodelers, like 18-year-old Megan Burnell. Sitting on a dorm room bed under a Little Mermaid poster, Megan may prefer tight blue jeans and a t-shirt to a cowboy dress, but she gets raves from the Down East Country Western Association for this tune.
I want to be a cowboy, sweet. Harness the life I love the best. Yodeling, yodeling.
In the summers, Burnell yodels at a local amusement park. It all started, she says, when she was about 5, grounded in her bedroom. She consoled herself by listening to her favorite country-western singer, Leanne Rimes.
Track number 10 is Cowboy Sweetheart. And to this day, I can still remember me up in my room for a good 5-6 hours, just, you know, repeating the song, because the yodeling part was so cool. And I remember thinking, I have to know how to do that. I have to.
Burnell says her voice teacher has banned yodeling while she studies more classical repertoire. But she says some days she feels like chucking Scarlatti and hunting down a yodeling job at Disney World. For NPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in Portland, Maine.
We're playing this just in case you thought yodeling is a public radio sort of thing. It's actually much cooler than we are. It has made it to the dance clubs thanks to Gwen Stefani and a hip-hop beat. The song Wind It Up is a song that uses the Lonely Goat Herd from The Sound of Music, and it reached number 6 on Billboard's Hot 100 chart in December.
But the girls want to know why.